The Monkey King. Long ago, when the world was young, a great stone egg was created where the sky touched the earth. One day, the egg hatched, and out of it jumped a monkey. He was no ordinary monkey, for he was particularly strong and quick and clever. He was also very boastful and loved causing trouble. The other monkeys chose him to be their ruler and brought him the finest fruit to eat. They gave him the title of Handsome Monkey King, which he liked very much. However, in this story, we will just call him Monkey. He was determined to learn the secret of immortality, so he found wise monks who shared their knowledge with him. He mastered the martial art of Kung Fu and learned how to use many special powers. As I've said, Monkey was very proud. He even demanded that the great Jade Emperor who ruled the heavens should give him an important job.
I am the king of the monkeys and possess much wisdom,
Monkey chattered.
You must give me a job worthy of my rank. Everyone will know how great I am.
The Jade Emperor told Monkey that he could guard the peach trees of his heavenly garden. However, Monkey was greedy. He gobbled all of the peaches, so there were none left for the Jade Emperor's feast. The mighty ruler was furious. He told Monkey,
"For disobeying my orders and eating my peaches, I will imprison you beneath the great mountain until you have learned your lesson."
Monkey was trapped there for many years, until a young monk called Tang Seng came to visit him. The monk said,
"Monkey, the Jade Emperor has taught me to collect some holy scrolls from a great mountain far to the west. I have heard of your powers and will set you free if you agree to protect me on my journey."
"Sounds like fun,"
replied Monkey.
"Anyway, I'm bored of picking fleas off myself in the dark."
Tang Seng introduced Monkey to his other protector, a strange being who was part human and part pig.
"Who are you?"
asked Monkey.
"And why do you look so ugly?"
"They call me Piggy,"
grunted the creature.
"I was once a soldier in the Jade Emperor's heavenly army. To punish me for being greedy and lazy, the Emperor sent me to Earth in this form. If I help Tang Seng, he will forgive me and let me return to my home in the heavens."
The three heroes began their long journey to the west, traveling through mountains that grew ever taller in front of them. Eventually, they came to a place where a stream crossed their path. And there they saw a most terrible sight. The crossing place was littered with bones. Even worse, a frightening figure with a necklace of skulls around his neck blocked their way across. Monkey and Piggy jumped forward to attack the creature. Monkey leapt at him with his magical staff, while Piggy swung his heavy iron rake. The dark creature prepared to defend himself, but then Tang Seng stepped forward and raised his hands.
"Do not fight,"
he said in a calm voice.
"This is Sand. He was once a general of the Jade Emperor, but he was turned into this lonely monster after breaking one of his precious goblets. He too will join us in our quest. so that he might be forgiven.
Monkey always liked to meet new and interesting people, so he bowed politely to Sand and welcomed him to the group. With their new companion, the party continued through the mountains until they came to a small village. There, they met a young girl who was carrying a bowl of tiny purple plums. She bowed to Tang Seng and said,
"Oh, holy monk, please accept this fruit to eat on your journey."
Tang Seng replied,
"Thank you for this gift."
As he reached for the basket, though, Monkey shrieked. He had the ability to see through any disguise, and he saw that the girl was really a wicked spirit. He hit her with his staff, which made the spirit drop the plums and flee. Tang Seng did not know about the spirit's true nature and was most upset.
"Monkey!"
he said,
"how dare you attack an innocent girl? You are not worthy to be in our group. Go home!"
Monkey tried to chatter out an explanation, but Tang Seng did not listen. He continued on down the path with Piggy and Sand, leaving Monkey behind. For the first time in his life, Monkey felt like crying. He did not deserve this. He began to walk back towards his home, with his tail dragging in the dust. That evening, he made a small campfire and tried to get to sleep. Just as he was dozing off, though, a shadowy figure leapt out of the darkness. It was Sand.
"Dear monkey!"
Sand exclaimed.
"I'm so glad I found you! Tang Seng and Piggy have been trapped in a cave by spider demons. Can you forgive us and help me rescue them?"
Monkey bounced to his feet and grabbed his staff with a grin.
"Of course!"
he chattered.
"Brave monkey love to save the day!"
When Monkey and Sand entered the cave, they saw Tang Seng and Piggy tied up in spider webs and hanging from the ceiling. Even worse, great spider-like creatures were poking at them as if deciding which one to eat first. Monkey charged at the evil spiders.
"Leave them alone!"
he yelled.
"The mighty handsome Monkey King will defeat you!"
Monkey used his most fearsome attacks on the demons. The spinning comet kick. The stone hand strike. And even the legendary 100 fists of heaven punch. The bruised creatures scuttled deeper into the cave to hide. Sand freed Tang Seng and Piggy. They were most grateful to Monkey and told him they were very sorry for not trusting him. Monkey forgave them with a smile and said they should continue on their quest. The next obstacle they encountered on their journey was a fiery volcano that blocked their path. Tang Seng shook his head and said,
"There is no way we can possibly get past unless we can obtain the magic fan of Princess Iron Fan, who lives in that castle."
He pointed to a tower of black rock on a nearby mountain peak. Monkey preferred to act first and think later. He bravely strode towards the castle and yelled out,
"Princess Iron Fan, give us your fan, for we have need of it."
Princess Iron Fan came out of the tower gates to see who was making such a noise. She was a powerful demoness and sneered at the monkey.
A puny being that you should yearn some menace. You might have my fan if you can take it.
Monkey leapt towards the Princess Iron Fan, but she was far too big for him to fight. However, Monkey was clever. He transformed himself into a bee and flew into the princess's mouth. He went down her throat and began stinging her from inside her stomach.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Princess Iron Fang shrieked and said,
I'll dig you, my fan. Please stop stinging me.
Monkey used the fan to put out the fires of the volcano while his friends watched and admired his cleverness. The four companions journeyed on for many more days until they finally reached the very top of the tallest mountain which pierced the clouds. There they met a wise man. He was so holy and pure that he glowed from within. He greeted them with a warm smile and spoke,
Tangseng, my kind friend, for completing your quest, I will give to you the scrolls of wisdom you seek. Take them to China and share their knowledge, for wisdom will bring peace and happiness to the earth.
The wise man then turned to the monk's friends.
Piggy, for your service, you shall have the holy duty of caring for temples. Sand, you have earned the Jade Emperor's forgiveness and may return to the heavens. And Monkey, you shall have the gifts of immortality and great wisdom.
The story of Monkey and his journey to the West. People still talk about his great deeds today, and that makes him very happy.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.